This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about my recent trip to Denmark and Sweden. I lived in Denmark for 4 years, 1 year as a Rotary Foundation Fellow, 1 year as a university instructor, and 2 years on sabbatical. I've not been back since 1986, so many fond memories flooded back as I saw Copenhagen out of the plane window. Much has changed over 41 years. In 1966, there were 5 million pigs and 4.5 million people. Now there are 15 million swine and 5.4 million Danes. Danish ham and cheese make almost as much money as the shipping industry, the largest in the world. I love riding trains, and it was great to see that most of the Danish rail lines have been electrified. There's a beautiful new subway under central Copenhagen, and the suburban trains have sleek new cars, and their lines have been extended significantly. One new bridge crosses the Baltic Sea to southern Sweden, and another now links Zealand to Funen, the latter also connected with a new railway tunnel. Gone are the old days when rail cars were shunted on ferries and an overnight ferry took passengers, $3.33 one way, from Copenhagen to Aarhus, the second largest city. When I was there in 1966, there was only one windmill generating power for a hippie commune in Jutland. Now giant wind turbines dot the landscape and produce 20% of the nation's electricity. The Danes' share of North Sea oil makes them energy self-sufficient, with some left to export. In 1966, the walking street in Copenhagen was my favorite hangout, primarily because the International Student Center was located there. As a healthy 22-year-old male, I must confess that my virtue was not sufficient to prevent me from visiting the many porno shops along the walking street. Even then, I could tell, overhearing all the English and German being spoken, that most of the customers were not Danes. By the time of my third stay in Denmark, all the porno shops had disappeared from the main streets of Copenhagen. Denmark was the first country to legalize pornography in 1965, followed by Sweden in 1970 and Germany in 1973. After legalization, Danish criminologists were able to detect a small but significant decline in sex crimes in their country. With regard to the connection between rape and pornography, a study showed that incidents of rape in Denmark range between 3 and 10 per 100,000 between 1964 and 1984, while rape in the U.S. rose from 10 to 35 per 100,000 during the same period. Danish politics has moved towards the right since 1966. When I first arrived, the Social Democrats, architects of the European welfare state, had just won a great victory. But since then, they've been out of office most of the time. Center-right governments have preserved the welfare state with only minor revisions. Daycare and adult dentistry are no longer covered. Unemployment benefits are lower, and the pension system has been reformed. And the average tax burden has leveled off at 50%. The general success of European welfare states with high progressive taxation has not destroyed their economies. In a recent study by the World Economic Forum on economic competitiveness, 7 of these countries ranked in the top 10. Sweden and Denmark were 3rd and 4th, while the U.S. had dropped to 6th. The Economist magazine has also rated Denmark as the least corrupt and most friendly business-friendly country in the world. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.